Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Every day at this time, we do a little thing that I invented. That's right, me. Because a guy who used to work here was practically falling asleep during the first hour at Foley Field. And I said to said guy, listen, we got 10 minutes off. I got to do this show, and Dave and I have got to call a game tonight. I want you to ask me 5 questions when we get back.
Yes.
So you can contribute something.
What was his greatest question?
Where is the last place in Athens where you would want to be found naked? My response, well, generally, if I'm not in the shower, yeah. I'm clothed.
I don't want to be anywhere so else.
Give me 1 minute to change.
Yeah, I was going
to
say, Jacob's like, oh, wait, that's
what
I had.
Jeez, what a duplicate to get there. What are the odds of that?
The greatest question, though, or second greatest, Adam, but what is your favorite song with a color in the title?
And I love it that he led off with that.
That was
too.
Fantastic. That was Adam wins.
We love 42.
Great
Cobras.
Moment. You got that right.
He's awesome. All right, we got
and his son, the great Ken Wynn. All he knows is Georgia winning SEC championships.
That's right. Beating Tech and winning the SEC.
Yeah, that's all he knows.
That's awesome. Yeah, I met Ken when he was like 3 weeks old when we were doing one of our Friday shows downtown at Zach's.
Oh, yeah.
They just came rolling in. Go, Adam, you doing good? He goes, oh, he's a good baby. Good. Sleeps through the night. I'm like, oh, okay.
Gotta like that.
Good for you.
Can't complain.
Now go get you some of those nibblers now.
That's
those
right.
Those things are good.
That's right.
All right, Jacob, now. You could either ask the greatest question in 5 at 5 history, which we just said, the worst question in 5 at 5 history, which we just said, or some that are in between.
I'm probably going to go with in between,
okay.
But I'm going to get back to you on that last one.
No pressure on that either, so fire away,
well,
sir.
We'll keep it a little bit on the sports side.
There you go. All right.
Okay. So,
numero uno.
Where would you like to be naked? What?
Excuse me?
Well, the first one I got right now is the softball team's got a 23-game streak going on right
That's
now.
That's impressive.
So very impressive. The last time they lost was against Oregon, way early.
I think it was the second game of the year.
Yeah.
I think they won one, lost one, and 23 straight.
Yeah.
At that point, I think Oregon was ranked number 3rd in the nation.
Okay.
Right now, they're down to number 6.
Okay.
Anyways, the question of that one was, they're playing Florida on Friday, number 2 in the nation. You think they got a chance of keeping that streak alive?
Well, it'd probably be hard to get a sweep. I mean, that's hard to do. Softball, the closest most similarly compared to is baseball. But, I mean, I think it's the same deal if you're going into a baseball weekend, is that you're just looking to win the series. And absolutely, I think they got a chance to win the series. Plus, they've got the mojo from beating Florida last year, which was a big upset when Florida was number 1 and Georgia won down in Gainesville. To go to the softball World
College
Series.
College World Series, the walk-off homer.
Yeah.
I mean, it almost doesn't get any better than that.
I mean, it's like that for softball is like when we won at Tech in 04 to go to Omaha.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No question. And the only difference was they did it on a walk-off.
That's right.
When Jonathan Wyatt hit the home run, and then are you talking about in the Super Regional?
Yeah, the Super.
Yeah, you know, it was
because we were the home team for that game.
Right.
That was in the bottom of the 8.
Right.
So, yeah, that was the only difference.
Right. It was the only. But other than that, it was like, awesome. Man, it's fantastic. I mean, we get so locked in on baseball this time of year because it consumes our life. I didn't realize, you know, that Florida was coming into town until I saw an email they sent out yesterday, maybe, that said that they were going to be doing shuttle services.
Oh, out to Jack Turner.
Yeah, out to the Jack. Yeah, so
they've
got – they're expecting some huge crowds this weekend. I hope the weather cooperates.
I think tomorrow might be okay. I think in T-Town there might be some weather issues, which there always is there. I think I came up with – 4 different Friday night games in Tuscaloosa where there's been some weather issue to whether either we go back to the hotel or once they had the deal like, okay, you can't start a game after 11 o'clock local time. We start at like 10:58.
Exactly.
It's ridiculous.
I remember that too.
Yeah, it's just ridiculous.
There have been some weird Friday nights.
Yeah, shocker over there, right?
In Tuscaloosa. By the way, so tomorrow here in Athens – It's supposed to be partly cloudy and 73 with thunderstorms late tomorrow night.
Saturday doesn't look
Saturday a.m. thunderstorms. Then cloudy skies late with a high of 76. So maybe it moves out. Maybe they – I don't know what the schedule is for the weekend. And then partly
cloudy. I mean, it's March in Georgia. It might be 80 degrees.
Exactly.
It might snow.
Exactly.
Right? You don't know.
Exactly. And then it should be okay. Actually, Sunday's supposed to be nice, mostly sunny and 75. So, anyway – what's question number two there, Jacob?
Well, we were talking earlier about Jonas Haynes possibly being UGA's coach sometime later.
Georgia.
Yeah, Georgia, sorry.
You went to Georgia, right?
I did.
We ain't UGA. We're Georgia. What? No, I just – that, but UGA.
You don't like UGA?
No, Georgia.
Yeah. UGA.
Georgia.
UGA. You don't like that?
I don't like when people say UGA football.
Yeah.
Like okay.
It's Georgia football. Yeah.
Georgia football. Yes.
It seems like there's times you use it and times you don't.
Yeah.
And I'll use it when I'm writing sometimes because it hashtag UGA.
Oh,
it
yeah.
saves on characters.
On the Twitterverse.
Twitter. And for things like that. It is Georgia football.
Yeah. Because I was listening to just flipping through, and one of the Atlanta sports stations came up with for the big UGA game.
Yeah.
I'm just like, oh, God, okay. Okay, there you go.
Yeah.
Okay,
well, that doesn't even sound right at all.
Right, right, right. All right, continue
but
on.
Asking about Jonas Haynes.
Would you take a chance on him right now, head coach? I know you would.
Yeah, I would too.
You would too?
Yeah,
I kind of got that feeling too, that young coach. But anyways, he's got such good connections here. He's already proved himself pretty well in this stuff.
I guess I'm kind of confused as to why he's been just kind of dismissed by the faithful. And I mean, I understand, and it's contrary to what I've been saying about hiring a veteran coach, and I guess that's maybe how I should go back and rephrase that, because it's like, do I think Georgia should have gone after Thad Matta? Absolutely. Do I have a problem with Tom Crean? No, I don't. If it ended up being Jonas Haynes, would I be upset? No, I would not.
The other thing about
some of the stuff that we've talked about with why does, I don't want to say Kirby or Joni or Courtney Coupetz, why do they get a pass? And maybe they didn't. I know Kirby is different. I mean, he was the number one guy at Bama for a long time.
Yes.
I mean, he wasn't just an up-and-coming assistant
coach. And Joni
coach.
Was on Coach Lander's
exactly.
staff.
Exactly. So, I mean, I get that too. But that's where, Jonas on the men's side is similar to what Joni was on the women's side. I think she was a little bit more experienced as far as being an assistant coach and recruiter. But I don't know by how many years.
Well, and Joni, it's kind of like with Kirby, had the pedigree. And the thing is with Jonas, a lot of the success that Georgia's had in recruiting, when you look at Claxton and Hammonds and the two kids who had been committed, Jonas Haynes was a big part of that. And I think people very close to the program, i.e. people that really know the coaches and have known the coaches going back, folks like the man sitting over here to my left, people who know Jonas, he is a man of incredible character and talent. He is going to be a success. Whatever, he's going to be the head coach here one day. I mean, he will be the head coach here one day.
And if he's not, he's going to be the head coach somewhere.
Yeah, and he's going to be tremendous. And, we'll see if the timing is right for him now. Or, again, maybe it's in 5 years, maybe it's in 10. We're going to support whoever the new head coach is.
Absolutely.
For me personally, and, again, I just knowing the guy, knowing how good he is, and when you look at the long list of great Georgia coaches who – did not have the previous head coaching experience. Kirby Smart, Joni Taylor, Vince Dooley, Manny Diaz, Chris Hack, Jack Bowerly, Jeff Wallace, on and on and on and on.
Nice.
I think Jonas fits the mold. And the other part, too, he would be considered a quote-unquote up-and-comer. He comes here and starts winning big. He's not leaving here to go to a North Carolina or Kentucky. This is where he wants to be. He wants to be here 25, 30 years.
By the way, Georgia just won a national championship this past weekend with a coach who's in his first job.
Coach
Petros
K.
Kipriano.
Petros K.
Yeah. And
he's
he is awesome.
He's
fantastic.
Awesome. There's another one.
Yeah.
So.
And he just won a national championship, an indoor title.
Yes. So if Tom Crean takes a job, he's got a chance to do great. And I would imagine Jonas would be one of the first people that he would call. But if
you'd like to think so.
Yes. I mean, he It's in his blood. He's connected to everyone. He was a tremendous player here. His dad was a great man who just passed away a couple of years ago. His brother's our player of the century. He's the best player we've had in the 21st century.
Yeah.
And just the gravitas, I think, that he would bring to the
job. Jonas also hit a big shot at Colorado.
Little turn, it's only three ever attempted. Bank in three.
Thank you. Let's go home.
The pass, I'm trying to think, we were trying to throw it in, I think, maybe to Ezra. The pass went high. He caught it out on the left wing. Bank that baby yet. It was awesome. But he is such a great guy, comes from such a wonderful family. And I'm so fond of the family that I would be over the moon if he gets the head job. If it doesn't happen for him now, it'll happen for him one day. And again, I think whoever the new coach is, I think would obviously take a long look at him.
What do you think of the Tubby thought? Or what are your thoughts on Tubby? And I love Tubby, but I'm not warmed up to that. What if the Dogs bring back Tubby? I mean, not even talking about Jonas. I'm just throwing Tubby out there.
I mean, Tubby's an all-time great coach. He's a Hall of Famer. He's 68. Does he still have the energy? I don't know.
Is he 68?
I think so.
Is he really?
I love Tubby.
He's older than Patino?
Those 2 years here, we'll get Jacob to double check.
Jacob will look up his age.
I might be off. Okay. He's in his 60s.
I know he's in his 60s.
I swear I thought I read.
Tubby Smith, born 51, 66 years old.
So 66. Okay. I apologize. Yeah. So at some point he'll be 67.
You know what's funny is Saul was on his staff at Memphis.
Yes.
And Gigi just got fired at Loyola of Maryland, I think.
Okay.
Like a week ago.
Was he the head coach?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. I know. It's like rough times at the Smith. Yeah. They'll be fired.
They're
great. I mean, I love them.
That's
they're great.
Wonderful
people.
Family. Donna's a great lady.
But I guess when it rains, it pours as far as all the – I'm not quite sure. That Memphis thing was just weird. I think they just wanted to bring back Penny Hardaway. I think that's what they're going to –
Is he going to be the head coach?
He's going to be their head coach it sounds like.
That was what I think you could read the tea leaves.
Yeah.
And it almost seemed like he orchestrated the coup.
Yeah. And they're like, well, the attendance is – it has. And donations were down and all this kind of stuff. All right. But, you know, as far as their record, he won 40 games in 2 years, and if they're thinking, oh, we're going to get it back to where we had it when Coach Cal was there, I think they're probably a little they're suffering the same thing in that American Athletic Conference that Connecticut is.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
They're having the same problems.
And back in the day, you know, Calipari got that going, but when they were great back in the early 80s, like their Final Four team, all the like Keith Lee, Baskerville Holmes, William Bedford, all those guys were from Memphis.
Baskerville Holmes.
What a great name.
That's awesome.
But also one of our Lady Dogs assistants, Robert Mosley, who's a former high school coach in Alabama, he had told me, because we were talking about different jobs for men and women, and now Memphis is so unique because you've got Ole Miss, you've got Arkansas, and you've got Memphis all trying to pull from there for basketball. I mean, Oxford is like from Atlanta to Athens.
Yeah.
Obviously, Memphis, duh.
And you wonder why it's so dirty there.
Exactly.
With the cheating and everything.
But Coach Mosley, he goes, the talent in Memphis, he goes, it's still good, but it's not what it was.
Yeah.
I mean, there was half the good players in the country that are from Memphis, Tennessee, or Flint, Michigan. It was unbelievable.
Yeah.
I mean, those two cities were putting, you know, half the guys in the Final Four and half the guys in the NBA draft. It was unbelievable. And so I think that kind of explains it, too, to where it's good, but it's not, like, great. Whereas Memphis, not even talking per capita, I mean, it was right there with Los Angeles when you're talking about putting out Division I players. So I'm sure that's had a bit of an effect on it, too. And who knows? That could be just one or two high school coaches going somewhere. Who knows what the deal is?
I'll say this, though. For basketball, though, it's not – you know, all it takes is a couple of really, really good players, and you're back on the map.
No question. It's only five guys out there. Simple math.
Yeah, you're back on the map. And they could just be in a situation where they're as close to getting back as, say, a Georgia or somebody else who could just use a couple of different players.
Now, I would if Tubby – if that did get to a stage where he was a viable candidate, I mean, to me, Jonas would just – be a no-brainer there.
Right. He'd have to be.
Yeah, have to be.
Unless Tubby's like, well, I'm bringing Saul with me, and I'm bringing Gigi.
That's where the nepotism deal.
Exactly.
We don't need to go down that road, that history
where
there.
Where are we on that? Can you do that?
I don't know. You know,
I'm trying to remember how we used to get around it.
Because I think the deal was with Coach Donnan.
It was like he didn't report to Coach Donnan.
Right. Or, you know, like, well, they technically work for the Bulldog Club.
Or something,
And that rule is put in. It's put in to protect the father slash husband.
Yeah.
You don't like hearing that?
Nepotism!
Think about my man, Little B.Y.
That's right.
But then,
yes.
Yeah, it's that's just one of those. I think Georgia, you know, we've seen that effect in several sports here at Georgia, in football and basketball and gymnastics. And I think that's something that Georgia would probably like to avoid, that the nepotism.
Absolutely.
Deal. Yes.
Absolutely. And if Tubby said, well, I want to bring Saul, I want to bring Gigi, if that were a deal breaker, then. But I honestly don't think that's a. I mean, I just brought that up. We're not saying that that's what's going on or anything. I mean, the latest is from. You know, from Dog Nation and some of the other sources, is that Georgia's meeting today with Tom Crean.
Tom Crean, yes. You heard about that in an award-winning Southern Sports Show.
You got that
earlier
right
today.
You got that right.
All right, what's next, Jacob?
All right, next one I got right here is going to be the remaining three SEC basketball games for the tournament right now. How would you rank those from most difficult for them?
For tonight. Because how many do we have?
We already had Tennessee play, and they beat –
beat Wright State.
Right.
By
so
like
we've
26
got,
points.
Yes.
So
we've got Florida, we got Kentucky, and we got Bama tonight. So Bama and Virginia Tech, that's an 8-9. That's a toss-up. Florida's one of those teams. They could lose to the Bonnies, or they could go to the Final Four.
Yeah.
That's kind of the way. And all you have to do is just kind of go back and look at their season. They beat Cincinnati earlier, back in November, December. Then they went on a losing streak. I watched them. They lost to Loyola, who's got a good team. They wound up with over 20-something wins. But Florida really lives and dies with the three. And then Kentucky and Davidson. I would think Kentucky, just with their size and athleticism, would handle them there. So I would say Bama, probably with Virginia Tech, would be the toughest of the three.
That's
tonight.
The toughest. Just in my own bracket, I got Virginia Tech over Bama. I got Florida over the Bonnies. And I've got Kentucky over Davidson. So I guess just on mine, I would say Bama has the toughest since I've got them losing. So that's how I'd go with that. That one.
And so tomorrow, what we'll have: Arkansas, Missouri, the Aggies, and am I leaving somebody out?
Let's see.
And
Auburn. Let's see. So what would you say is it? Let's see. All right. So who's tomorrow again?
A&M and Providence.
All right. Let's see. Who do you like in that? Who did you pick in that one?
I picked the Aggies.
All right. Let me see. I may have gone Providence. No, I picked the Aggies.
All right. Missouri and Florida State. That's a toss up.
I picked Florida State.
Okay.
Because I just saw Missouri lose to Georgia.
Right. Auburn and Charleston.
Got Auburn going there, obviously.
Me too.
Yeah.
And I got Arkansas beating Butler, though. That'd be a really good game.
Who did I pick in that? I think I went with Butler because I like what's his name? Kamar Baldwin from Weiner.
Yeah, local
Yeah,
kid.
Like the local flavor there. But I got Butler losing to Purdue. So
that's one of those brackets. So, by the way, if you're a Florida fan, and Purdue's had a great year, but – They're eight. They're Florida, St. Bonaventure, Texas Tech, Stephen F. Austin, Arkansas, Butler, Purdue, Cal State Fullerton. That's not overly daunting.
No, not at all. And the thing too is, it's like, it's funny. Certainly the Pac-12 is down, and we've seen two Pac-12 mm-hmm. teams lose before the tournament even technically started, since UCLA got beat and Arizona State got beat in these play-in games. That only leaves Arizona, right? Did they only get three teams in?
Because USC didn't make it.
Yeah,
Arizona State got played out. UCLA got played out.
Arizona, am I overlooking somebody?
Well, let's see. Neither Washington school got in. Neither Oregon school got in. Neither Cal nor Stanford got in.
Utah's in the NIT.
Utah, Colorado, no.
Yeah, they only got three teams.
It.
Yeesh.
Man.
So Arizona's their only hope.
Well, a little bit of news for you guys.
Yeah.
Loyola beating Miami at the buzzer.
The buzzer.
64-62.
So that's the
Loyola Chicago.
That's the second Florida team that they've beaten this year, right? Didn't they beat Florida earlier this year?
Yeah, that's a team. I watched that game, and Florida was like 2 for 19 on threes. But Loyola had a good big man, And that was one of those deals, like when Florida lost, I'm sure for Gator fans, like, what's going on? But it's like, that's a really good team they just played. And I remember Brame checked about a month ago, and he said, that Loyola team, they're like 19-3 right now.
Yeah.
I knew they were good. So, but I chickened out on picking them. But you know who that's good? I'm sorry.
Tennessee. That's who they're matched up with now.
Yep, Tennessee and
Loyola.
But
they're like, hey, we beat Florida, we beat Miami, we can beat Tennessee too.
But I want to throw in some Loyola stuff on you there. Will you look and see what year exactly Loyola won the NCAA basketball championship? I think it was in maybe 63, won the national championship in basketball. But that Loyola team, they started – I read a good piece on them. They actually started four black players.
Right.
And it was one of those things that kind of at the time – that was a bigger deal than the Texas Western Kentucky thing was.
Right.
But I think as time has gone on, obviously the UTEP, the Texas Western, has become the much bigger story. But at the time, it was considered the enormous story because Loyola Chicago started four black players. That was either 61, 62, 63.
63 was when they won the tournament.
Okay, that's it.
That's what I'm seeing.
Yep, 63. So anyway.
They went to the Sweet 16, 63, 64, 65. So that was the beginning,
yeah.
63. They still made it to the Sweet 16 two more times after that.
So, but that's just a little piece of history. And by the way,
Wikipedia, is amazing. On their Wikipedia page,
amazing.
It's already updated that they're in the round of 32.
Oh, by the way, thanks, Dr. Riefstack, for reminding me. That super regional over Florida was 2 years ago. Yeah, I messed that up. Softball. That was two years ago.
Yeah.
Time flies.
Yeah. Yes, it does. By the way, speaking of two and Florida, that's how many times Georgia beat them this year in men's basketball.
You got that right. Add in one for football, 42.
Yeah.
You know what was a bummer? I told you, when we beat Florida in women's hoops up here, it was like 65-40. They hit a three at the end of the buzzer, at the buzzer to end the game. And I go, Joni, she goes, I know. I go, Joni, that got them to 43. I wanted the football team to outscore them.
Yeah.
She goes, oh, my gosh, I'm so sorry. So the Lady Gators got 43, football got 42, but that's all right. All right, Jacob, what do you got?
Well, where are we at with time right now?
This is going to – we're gonna fast forward to the end. Yes.
All right.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
I'm going to go ahead and ask you the broke news about – well, not news, but it was rumored that Mark Fox is interviewing for possibly the Colorado State job.
Yes, sir.
Do you think that is a possibility?
Yeah.
Old Bobo and Fox?
There you go.
How about that? Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
It's funny
how things go. No, he'd be a perfect fit there at Colorado
State.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah.
I think that's a place you could win.
Yeah.
I mean
– in fact, we were talking about some of these schools. I mean, Coach Fox said that he's already had some schools contact.
Oh, he's a good coach.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. He'll land on his feet.
No, he'll be fine.
No, that's not what I'm concerned about anyway.
Yeah. No, he'll, yeah. In fact, you look at where he was before, Colorado State makes a whole lot of sense heading back west.
Yeah. If I watched Colorado State and Nevada play, it was a day we played a game. We had an early afternoon game. It might have been Mississippi State, but I watched Colorado State and Nevada play. That's when Colorado State. I don't know who was their coach. He had gotten suspended.
Larry Stacy.
It's Stacy. There you go. So and then the interim had gotten suspended.
Yeah.
So their number three guy was coaching them. And Nevada. That's what at that point they were. I think 19-4. It's like, oh my gosh, keep an eye on them. And by the way, they play Texas tomorrow. Nevada and Texas. I got Nevada winning that one. By the way,
Nevada and Texas. Where are they? What region are they?
They are in the bottom of the South. Yes.
Okay.
Ate at a place in Reno one time when Georgia was out there playing Nevada called Claim Jumpers. Gave you a burger. Man, this thing was the size of a hubcap.
Yeah, they
just huge.
That sounds fantastic.
Out there in Reno.
There's a place in Tahoe. In fact, I was going to tell Brame about this. And actually, I think we've talked about it before since he's out there. I got, and now I'm completely drawing a blank, but it's one of these like burger joints.
Uh-huh.
That like if you're at the bar, you know, it's got the
like a saddle.
No, it's got like the tabletop,
so
poker.
You can play,
yeah. While you're eating there.
Oh, nice.
And it's got a really funny name, and I'll think of it here in a second. But
this Claim Jumpers plate, I got turkey and dressing, and the piece of turkey was literally it was like hanging off of my plate. It was so big. And I think our man.
And where was that?
In Reno.
In Reno, okay. So called, in Tahoe, you can go to the Lucky Beaver.
Now you're talking.
Yeah, we're like, wait a minute. It's like, no, it's a place you go.
It's legit. Our place was Claim Jumpers.
Claim Jumpers.
That was great.
I love that. That's awesome.
I think Scott Howard got him a big giant burger, and I got turkey and dressing. Good stuff. All right, let's run into a timeout. This is your Home of the Dogs. That was a 5 at 5 brought to you by Duplicating Systems. More than a system, a solution. It's 960 The Ref.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.